We are on Daf Nun Tes Omed Aleph. Little after the middle of the Omed, we had a Baraisa that spoke about Ochlus Madal. And Yeshua said, Rain Oisan Kila in Anovim Oimdois Libotza. Chachomim said, Rain Kama Hoisu Yofa Vekama Hi Yofa. And Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishim Reb Shimon, said, "Bizman she'ochlo lovik panim, so then Mishum is kama hoisa yofa v'kama hi yofa. But if it ate pagim, oi boisa, oi noisa kilon, anovim, oim dois, libotza." Omama, so now the more I want to explain Shitas Reb Shimon. Omama, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, oim Mishim Reb Shimon, Amedva Mamurim Shaochlo Lulovig Fanim, which we said yesterday, these are sprouts that go out from the vines. Vichurei Tainim. So then, the Shuma is Kama Hoise Yofa Vakami Yofa. Hosmoda. So now we can be Medayik from the Reishe, but what'll be if it was Smoda? Smoda is the That's Anovim Dakim, Rashi says, Baschalosum Lachesh Epochum Miyad with the Pricha, you see already the small garger of an Anov. So with him already, we have already a Peri in existence, in a minute form. With him, Rain Oysan, Kilo Anovim, Oimdo Isli Botze. Eimer Seife. The Seife says, Ochlo Pagim Oy Boiso, Boiso is Kepula Lovum. Who the rain oisan kilo anob maim dais libotza? Hosmoda, rain oisan kame hi yofe ve kame oisi yofe. So we have here a stir in the diukim from the reisha to the seife. From the reisha would seem, smoda is rain oisan kilo anob maim dais libotza. From the seife would seem that by smoda we say kame oisi yofe ve kame hi yofe. Oma ravine kreich vetoni. No, you should add smodal to the sefer. Bamed vorim amurim, bizman sheochlo lulovi gefanim bichurei tainim. Avol ochlo smodal, pagin, oi boiso, rein oison kilo anovim oim deis libot. So, Rabbina said that Rab Shimon holds smodal is equivalent to boiso, and the Shuma is Kilo Anov Moim Dois Libotza. So the Gemara asks, Ihochi, so comes out, we had here Rab Yeshua, the Chachomim, and Rab Shimon. Rab Yeshua said, Klo, Ochlo Smoda, Rein Oysan Kilo Anov Moim Dois Libotza. So that's Rab Yeshua. Ihochi, Rab Shimon ben Yehuda, Hainu, Rab Yeshua. So what's the difference? Both of them agree that smodar, the shuma is kila in anovim oimdois libotza. So the Gemara says, ike binayu kechash gufne, there's a machloikis, if you deduct from anovim oimdois libotza kechash gufne, which we'll see in Rashi exactly what this means, v'loi mesaymi, I don't know who holds you deduct kechash gufne, who holds you don't deduct, but that's the machloikis. Now, let us see Rashi. So, Rashi, Smoda la'ache shepolchu hanovim miyad. As soon as they started budding, blossoming, you see the minute garger of an onov. V'lulovim, kaidim shepolchu. Lulovim is the sprouts from the vines before there's any tricha whatsoever, before there's any blossoming. Kreich v'toni, hoisev smodar imon b'mishne. B'moisev, that what it says, you're another mindless libotza with boiso, et smodar. So the Gemara says, so what's the machloikis between Rab Shimon and Rab Yeshua? Kechash kufne. So Rashi says, l'nakais mina tashlumim, to deduct from the tashlumim, Ma she yakhishu hanovim bekvanim im yamdu sham adabotza. That means, we are paying for hanovim. Hanovim im desli botza. We're paying for that. But we have to realize, if the behemoth would not have eaten up this modal, so the vines would have become weakened through the tmidiyistike yinike that the anovim are yoinik from the vines. Now that the anovim did not reach the darge of anovim oimdis libotza, they were eaten now when they were in a matzav of smodal. So the vines are stronger now. There's no kachash gufne. That means you have to realize that when a grape grows to its complete growth, the vines get weakened because of this giddle. And now that the behemoth ate up the grapes when they were smodar, so we have the extra strength in the vines. So memel we have a machlekes tanoim, einach hanami, the tashlumim is of anovim oindis libotza. Get a machlekes rashi and toisvis, if you shats up anovim oindis libotza, or if it was Shom Beshishim, Abba Randov Maim Dislibotza. Good, you have to pay. We look at the potential, what could have been, what could have become from this moda. It could have become Anovim Maim Dislibotza. And you pay for this hezek, that he did not have Anovim Maim Dislibotza. But Leidach Gise, he gained something, that there weren't anovim oim des libotza, that the gefen was not nikrash from the anovim. So memele, so when I'm paying anovim oim des libotza, I deduct from that payment, but since you didn't have anovim oim des libotza, the gefen was not nikrash from the unikas anovim. So memele, so you gained from the sesek also. You lost and you gained, so we'll make a cheshbon. So I'll pay you for what you could have had, but we'll deduct what you're not suffering. I was meiser a hezek from you to that the behemoth ate it up now. So there's one tanya that holds you make such a cheshbon. So memele, we balance the books. That means you were mazik, but it only have another mindless libotza. But leader he said, and it was mashkiach, that there was no krash gufne. And another tanya is we don't make such a cheshbon, and you have to pay another Moimdeis Libotza. That is the Machloikis. Now let us see Taisvis. The Gemara had said that Rab Shimon we had a diak. Reish it seems he holds Smodar is another Moimdeis Libotza. On the safe it seems that Smodar is Kama Hishu Shava Bekama Hishu. So the Gemara says, no, Kroich V'toni, and Rab Shimon holds that Smodar is like Boiso, and you pay another Moimdes Libotza. Taime, Amai Loikoma Kroich Vetoni, Bamedvor Mamurim, is Man Shaochla Lulavi Gefanim, Usmodar. At this we have a problem. If you say that Smodar, you pay another Moimdes Libotza, so you have a problem, Rab Shimon Haine Rab Yeshua. So why didn't the Gemara say differently? We're adding words, either in the Reisha or the Sefer. So let's add in the Reisha. Let us say that Smodar is like the Lulavi Gefanim, and the Shume is Kama Hoyse Yofa V'Kama Hi Yofa. So Memela. So now we hear that the Machloikis between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says Smodar is another Moim Disli Botza. And Rab Shimon says, it's kama hoise yofa v'kama yofa. This is Teis Viskasha. So the Teis of Eine Peretz says, we won't solve anything with this Peretz, because then we have a different Kasha. Hainu Chachomim. The Chachomim say, that by Smodar, kama hoise yofa v'kama yofa. It's a no-win Peretz. If I'll say Smodar, you say kama hoise yofa. So it's a different Kasha. Rab Shimon, hainu Chachomim. So Mamela, it's either like the Chachomim or, so maybe you wouldn't gain anything. But Taisus asked the Kasha. V'yeshloima, Taisus says, Taisus seems if we would say that Smodar is like the Lovi Gefanim, then it would be Shalom Yisrael. So why didn't the Gemara take a say this? V'yishloim imishum dein shayich lichle usmoda bahadi lulom. It's not shayich to combine smoda and lulovim. V'lei havalei lahaske lulovim. Elohochi havalei lameima. Medvam amurim bizman shachlus smoda. Then you say kama hoise yofa v'kama hi yofa. Ala bahade pagim uboisa shayach lekoilo leishapel the time of mishum dachoshiv kipagim. Now let me explain what Tosfos is saying. Now Yeshua says pshat in Tosfos as follows. Let's start from the sefer. We have here a machlekes by smoda. Let's just look at the Rabbi Yeshua says smoda as anov maimdus libotza. Chomim say, smodar is kama hoise yofa ve kama hi yofa. Rab Shimon says, smodar is another one of this libots. Fine, that's we have this machlokes. So the Pnei Yeshua says, what will be by pagin according to the Chachomim? Zuk the Pnei Yeshua, pagin the Chachomim hold that then you say, another one of this libots. I mean, the whole Chachamim that said, Kama Hoysa Yofa, the Kama Hi Yofa is by Smoda. That's the Haschol of the Gargi of the Ono. But Boysa, which has already a din of an Ono, then the Chachamim also hold Anovim Oimdeis Libotza. So, Boysa is a Dover Muskim, according to everyone, that the Shumis another Maimdis Libotza. Baisa is another Muslim. Everyone holds that. So Mela, so it makes sense to say Smota and Baisa. That means, just like, so Rab Shimon is saying, just like everyone holds, by Baisa, the Shum is another Maimdis Libotza, so Smota is like Baisa. So it's very good to mention Baisa. Because Baisa, everyone agrees that the Shum is another Maimdis Libotza. So you say, so you combine smoda to boisa. That means, I'm saying, an overmindus libotza, please. The behemoth ate only smoda. So he says, listen, what's with boisa? Boisa, everyone agrees that it's an overmindus libotza. So I'm just saying smoda is like boisa. The jump to an overmindus libotza, you might have. By boisa, everyone knows like this. So therefore, it was very important to mention boisa together with smoda. To tell you that I hold smothers like Baisa, and Baisa is a Dover Muskim. Zakta Pnei Yeshua, but if he holds smothers is like Lulavi Gefane. Lulavi Gefane means there's no pairing whatsoever. There's a sprout which will eventually become a blossom and become smother. But now we don't have, the pairing is not Baila. So what should he say? So he should say, Lulavik fanim smoda. He should say, so then, what was pshat? Just like Lulavik fanim, everyone agrees, you don't say another maimdis libotza, because there's no peri yet. So what in smoda? It's also considered there's no peri yet. The peri starts by voice. That would be the pshat. If he would mention Lulavik fanim and smoda, that would be the pshat. So Taylor Kipnei Yeshua, and children, this is not a Dover Muskim. Because we heard before by Shachas, Rabbi Yosef Glili said, Shachas. Shachas is the matzah before you have any peri whatsoever. Rabbi Yosef Glili says, but there's a potential. You pay for the potential even though you don't have anything yet. You don't have even ascholas a peri yet. That's what Rabbi Yosef Glili said. Taisis is Masupik, maybe Rabbi Shua also holds like Rabbi Yosef Glili. Maybe Rabbi Shua also holds that, that could be that Lulavik Fanim, you also pay another Maimdis Libotza. So what's the tachlis of speaking about Lulavik Fanim? I hold Smodar is Kama Oise Shova the Kama Yishova. So I'm saying a Moshe, just like Lulavik Fanim, Lulavik Fanim is also Machlokes. So there's no, you're not accomplishing anything by mentioning Lulavik Fanim. If you mention something which is a Dover Muskim, So I can say, smodad is equivalent to this. Boisa, everyone holds, it's another mind this libotza. So I'm saying, smodad is like boisa. So it's good, I mentioned, so it's necessary to mention boisa, and I'm saying that smodad is equivalent to boisa. So that's good. But to say that smodad is equivalent to lulavi gefanim, which is equivalent to shachas, so what's lulavi gefanim? Lulavi gefanim also, other so you also need them b'mishuyah shaboy. So memele, by giving an example, you're not proving anything. I hold the lulavi gefanim is kama isa yofer. I hold smodad is kama isa yofer. So good, that's what I hold. But there's no accomplishment in giving a marshal if the marshal is also debatable. So what are you giving a marshal for? It's your opinion. So say a bigger opinion. That for the smodad, it's also kama isa yofer. That's how the Bnei Yeshua says pshat in this Tosfos. Ike binayu kechash gufne v'loy mesayimi. So the Gemara says, Nafkamina will be, do you deduct the Kachash Kufne from the Tashlumin Ezok? That's right, you pay Anovim Oimdus Libotza, but at the same time, you deduct the Rebach that is not Kachash Kufne. So the Gemara says, who holds what? I don't know. Blame Simon, that I don't know. But the both of them say, you pay another mindless libotzo, so kochel this and machlekes by krash gufne. Dim taima, frektaisvis, leime tane basre litvuye. That means, we have a klal. If you have two tanoim, we want to know which one is machme. So we say that the tane basre is machme, or lahachme betashlumim kosi, kidoma bereish amoyche peiris. So the Gemara says, if you don't know who's the machme, you assume that the Tana Basra is the Machma. So no. So here, Rabbi Yeshua says, you pay another Moimdis Libotza. Rabbi Shimon says, you pay another Moimdis Libotza. One of them holds you deduct Chash Gufne. One of them holds you don't deduct Chash Gufne. So, you don't, so the Machma is the one that holds you don't deduct Chash Gufne. So Mestame, Rabbi Shimon is the one that holds you don't deduct Chash Gufne. The Dilma Loibola Tfuye Kimala Chachomim Amosayu Darabonankoi. That means if Rab Shimon would be going on Rabbi Yeshua, so you're right, we have guidelines. If I have two shittas and I want to figure out who the Machmer is, I assume that the Basra is the Machmer. But Rab Shimon is not going at all on Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Shimon is going on Chachomim. Chachomim say by Smoda, you pay Kama Hoise Yofe, and he's saying, no. He's saying by Smoda, you pay another Moimdes Libotza. So he's a Tana Basra and the Chachomim. So Mamele, but his machloikis between him and Rabbi Yeshua, we don't know who's the machman. That's what Taisu says. I had a shtikel ha'ore. The way the Gemara is learning now, the Baraisa is very modern, how the Tana was Masada the Baraisa. Achlas Moda, Rabbi Yeshua says, another Moimdis Libotza. The Chachamim say, Kama Hoise Yofa. Rabbi Shimon says, another Moimdis Libotza. And Rabbi Shimon is Machman the Chachamim. But isn't it very modern, Rabbi Yeshua is Chaylik and the Chachamim, Rabbi Shimon is Chaylik and the Chachamim, and the way the Tana set up the Baraisa, so it's very modern. Rabbi Yeshua holds another one is libotzer. Chachamim hold kama yisu yofa. Rabbi Shimon holds another one is libotzer, and the Tana is coming to tell us that Rabbi Shimon is machman the Chachamim. So why didn't we stick together Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yeshua? It's like a very modern seder. So that's the mir. Some say I was nesayir pshat. There's a mishnah in Olo, which I think is very much negeya to our sugya. is a Mishnah in Ola, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah in Ola says as follows. The Mishnah says, if you have a Ilon that's Ola, the Lulavik Fanim Amuta, the Smogar is Muta. Because that's not called a Peri. That means by Ola, a Peri is also. The Lulavik Fanim, the sprouts, that's not a Peri. Smogar is not a Peri. So Mamei, you're allowed to eat it. Tabyaisi Yaima, a Smogar also, Midneishu Peri. Tabyaisi says, no, Smogar is a Peri. Fine. So here we have Amachlikis Tanoim in Ola. Is Smogar a Peri or is Smogar not a Peri? And the Kamal Smogar is not a Peri. And Rabbi Yossi says Smogar is a Peri. Now, when Rabbi Shimon is Chaylik and the Chachomim, he said a whole Megillah. He says, Bamed Vorim Amurim, Vululovik Fane. Chama talking about Smogar. Chama says, Smogar, Kama Hoysi Yofa, Vekama Hi Yofa. Now, all of a sudden, Rav Shimon says like this, Bamed Vorim Amurim, Vululovi Gifanim. You're right, by Vululovi Gifanim. Avol B'Smogar, you pay another Oimdeis Libotza. That is what the Rav Shimon is saying. Now, why is he talking about Vululovi Gifanim? Who's talking about Vululovi Gifanim? Also, he's talking about Vululovi Gifanim. You're right, by Vululovi Gifanim. But Smogar, you're wrong. What is he saying over here? So Dachsech Mir, it's another Poshut, that the Rav Shimon holds like Rav Yossi in Ola. Rav Yossi said in Masech Tesol, the Lovik Fanim is not a Peri. Smogar is a Peri. That's what he said. So Memele, so Rav Shimon told the Chachamim, I agree with you, if that what you pay for the potential, that's that if you have a Peri in front of you. If you don't have a peri in front of you, but there's still a potential, then you don't pay for the potential. You pay by sher v'sham. That's what I hold. So, Mamela, you say that you don't pay for the potential. By smother, you don't pay for the potential on the minus limbos. I wish to disagree with you. I hold if there's a peri already, you pay for the potential. But I agree with you. If there's no peri, then you don't pay for the potential. I agree with you. Now, what is Rav Shimon saying over here? He's saying a mouthful. You know what the mouthful is? The mouthful is because Rabbi Yossi Aglili said by Shachas, you pay, need to be Meshuya Shaboy. Rabbi Yossi Aglili said, you don't need a peri now. If there's a potential, it could have become Tvua, you pay now for Tvua, need to be Meshuya Shaboy. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili was a Shreklach Machma. So, Rav Shimon came to the Chachamim and said, listen, I'm not Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And if I would hold like, the Chachamim Masechtas Ola, that Smogar is not a Peri, I'd be made to you by Smogar also. But grad, I hold Smogar is a Peri. So therefore I disagree, I hold as follows. I hold as follows, if it is a Peri, then it's an Ovmoimdus Libotza. If it's not a Peri, then I agree with you. Could very well be the Chachamim holds Smogar is not a Peri. Like the Tanakhama in Ola. So, Rav Shimon had to make clear what the Machlokes, that in Yesod, he agrees in Yesod with the Chachamim. The Chachamim could very well hold when it's not a Peri, you don't pay for the Osir. When it is a Peri, you do pay for the Osir. And that's why by Boisa, everyone is Moida, like we mentioned before from the Pnei Yeshua. Now, the Machlokes between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim is Smogar a Peri, yes or no? So Rav Shimon wanted to make clear to the Chama, in Yesod, I agree with you fully. You're right. When it's not a Peri, you pay what it's worth now. If it is a Peri, you pay what it's worth later. But I hold Smogar as a Peri. You hold Smogar as not a Peri. That is what, so the Machlokes, Rav Shimon and the Chachamim is, Fakert, everyone is Moide. Now when it's not a Peri, you don't pay for the potential. If it is a Peri, you do pay for the potential. The Shaila is, what is Smogar? That's the Machlokes. Rav Shimon and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yeshua that said, the what's pshat in Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua said, smadar, you pay the potential. What is pshat in Rabbi Yeshua? What does Rabbi Yeshua hold by lulavik fanim? What does Rabbi Yeshua hold? So the Emerson Taisus didn't know what Rabbi Yeshua held. Taisus says, what does Rabbi Yeshua hold by shachas? I don't know. Could be also Rabbi Yisya Glili. Could be also like the Chachamim. Taisus did not know what Rabbi Yeshua holds. Taisus did not know what Rabbi Yeshua holds. That's what Taisus, the top Taisus says, Ubechazes, Maide Rabbi Yeshua, Oike Rabbi Yisya Glili, Oike Rabbon. I don't know what Rabbi Yeshua holds. So Taisus had a tzad to say, Rabbi Yeshua that says, Smoda, Rabbi Yeshua that says smadar is, you look, another mindless libotza, could very well be not because smadar is a peri, because Rabbi Yeshua holds, if you have already something that eventually could become a peri, also by another mindless libotza, could very well be Rabbi Yeshua holds like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. That's what Taisu said. Maybe not. Taisu didn't know. But Al Kaponim, we have now a, so it's very good how the Tana set up this machloikis. Rabbi Yeshua holds, you don't need a peri whatsoever. You pay always an open-minded slibot. The Chachomim and Rabbi Shimon hold, you do need a peri, now the shells is smother a peri or not. There's a more dike kasha from the Marsha. The Marsha assumes, like Taisu says that Tzad, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Shachas and who had been Lulavi Gefanim, you pay also Kama Hoysi Yofa. You would pay another mind to sleep also. Taisu says such a tzad could be Rabbi Yeshua holds that Shachas and who had been Lulavi Gefanim, you'll pay another mind to sleep also. Taisu says such a tzad. Like the Marsha, the Gemara asks, what's the difference between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Shimon? My Binayu. Like the Marsha, you know that the Navgemin is Lulavi Kfanim. That's the Navgemin. Rabbi Shimon said, Klo Lulavi Kfanim. Since it's not a Peri, you say Kama Hoysa Yofa. And Rabbi Yeshua, Taisa says that Tad Rabbi Yeshua holds a Lulavi Kfanim. Like Shachas, Lulavi Kfanim is Shachas Lachair. It's the same thing. You'll pay another mind this libotza. So, Bebsev, this is a kasha on the Gemara. Why the Gemara cannot figure out the nafkamina between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yeshua, the mashafek, the nafkamina is the loving fan, according to this sad in Taisus. But Al Kaponim, Dachsamir, it's very gishmak. We have a three-way machloikas between Rabbi Yeshua, according to this mahala, Rabbi Yeshua, the Chachomim, and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yeshua holds that smother is not a peri, and you still pay, another maimdis libotza. The Chachomim holds smother is not a peri, therefore you pay kama oisayofe, and Rabbi Shimon holds smother is a peri, and you pay another maimdis libotza, and the loving fanim, it's not a peri, you pay kama oisayofe. Bekitzer, the Gemara said, that the machlokes between Rab Shimon and Rab Yeshua is, do you didot kechash gufne? That's like I was mazik your potential anovim, but I was mechazik the gefen. The mother says, but I don't know who holds what. Abaye oma mesaymi or mesaymi. I know who holds what. I know who holds that you didot kechash gufne. You deduct from the payment, and I know. Man tane de chayish lekchash gufne, you know the tane who deducts the revach, that the gefen was a nikrash, Rab Shimon ben Yehudi. The sign you will learn to have a reis and a sechtes ksubis. Amir de kezach, Rab Shimon ben Yehuda oime ha mishum Rab Shimon ben Asye, oines eine mishalem es hatzah. A person is a ma'anis anisha, psula, you don't pay tzah. Why? Neshe seifa leitztayr tachas baimu. Amir de kezach. He says, why should I should pay for tzah psula. I should pay for tzah psula. He says, you know, you got a revach for me now. When you're gonna get married, you won't have tzah psula. So Memela, I alleviated the Tzah Psulim for later. So, Fakert, you should pay me. And later, all the Kalas have Tzah Psulim. You won't have Tzah Psulim. All the Kalas are paid by the Sheva Bochus. You'll be happy by the Sheva Bochus. So, I alleviated from you the Tzah Psulim. So I should pay you now? The Tzah Psulim now alleviated the Tzah Psulim later. So, Memela, I can't, I wasn't mitzayir you. You just got it now instead of later. So, Memela, so that's the Svara of Rav Shimon ben Menashe. So, you see, he cheshbens that something that if this wouldn't have been, so there'd be a Tzah later. And I alleviated, I was meiser that tzah, so I don't have to pay you for tzah. I gave you a tzah, I was meiser that tzah, so it cancels out. So that's the same thing, I was mafsid the anovim, but I was meiser the krash gufne. So you have to take this into consideration. You have to deduct it.
The Chumim told Rab Shimon, no, don't say that you want Mitzayra when she's nivel barotzin, so the tzar is minute. When she's nivel boinis, then it was a much greater tzar. So you have to pay for the tzar that you created since you made a bia boinis. Zot Rashi. Abayom ha-mesayme, man tana d'chayish l'kash gufne, Rav Shimon, d'shaman alei beduchta achriti, that he holds chayish l'kash gufne, sh'esayfe l'itztayr, alma minakin min ha-tashlumim yididok, von der tashlumim hezekvi ma sh'asida l'hakrish. Yeah. Zikta yisves. Man tana d'chayish l'kash gufne, Rav Shimon, abayom ha-loyme, d'mesayme shape, it doesn't mean those rabbonim don't know the krash gufne. They also hold. They're just tining that there would have been a lesser tzar if it would have been barotzen. So you have to pay the tzar that oynis was meisiv. Oynis ain't a mishalom as a tzar. Beperik elo nares gabi hodes nan ha'oynes noisein es ha'tzav. There it says oynes pays for tzav. Boy bigmore tzar demai. So a very naive gemore. The gemore says, the Tana says that oynes pays for tzav. So the gemore says, what tzav? What tzav does a man have to pay for? Factitious. What's the cash in the Gemara? Af al pi de dover poshitu sheyesh tzar godol lepsule shenivelas tchilak shemeshe psule. What do you mean? The zikhe tzar. The tzar of a psule shenivelas tchilak shemeshe psule. The roiv ktana is chaylois mizah. Roiv ktana is after the bilas mitzvah the sick from the pain. Haine mishum. The tzar da shores psulim pshitalei de loy mishal. The Gemara understood that Yizicha don't pay for tzar ha shores psulim, vishe seifel di tzar tachas baila. The tana de masnisen da osam chayish le krash gufne. Mi diktoni shoyis en noisnes a tzar mafata potter. Mi de potrine mafata. Why do you potter a mafata? Alma chayish le krash gufne mashis od lechere was mitzar a mafata also. So Al Koch, he has been with Krash Gufna, Masha Sevel, it's Tzayat Achaz Baila. So Al Koch, we see from this Tane that the Tzar of Ashores Psulim, you don't pay for. Because if you would pay for, so Mafat also should pay for Tzar Ashores Psulim. So Al Koch, the Tane holds, Yechayish Le Krash Gufna. So Sadig Moreh, so what Tzar are we speaking about? By a Mahanis that he does pay Tzar. It can't be Ashores Psulim, because there we have Krash Gufne. So Koch, there's another Tzar. So the Mores, what Tzar are we speaking about? Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbi. Now Rabbi said, Hani Tanoi, I just said Rav Shimon Yudah holds Krash Gufne. So Abaye said, I want to add on other Tanoim who also hold of Kash Gufne. Amar Abaye, Hani Tanoi v'Rab Shimon Yehuda Omru Dovarech. Rab Shimon ben Yehuda Hoda Amorom, that we take in consideration, if this hesek would have not occurred, there'd be a Kash Gufne. So therefore, you were Maviach in this Nekuda from the hesek, so we deduct this from the hesek. There's other phenomena that also hold the same thing. Hani tanoi mahi, v'sanye, Rabbi Yisi oima, naki chaya. Let's see what Rashi says. Naki chaya, b'dmei v'lodis kamayri. The halacha is that if a person is negev anishin, she's mappled the v'lodis, she pay mei v'lodis to the Baal. So Rabbi Yisi says, shuts up, mei v'lodis, Rabbi shuts up. So Rabbi Yisi says, but you come over to the Baal. He says, you know, I saved you a lot of money. Oh, you saved me money? Sure. If she would have given birth, you know what the doctor bills are nowadays? You know what the hospital costs nowadays? She was Mapu. This is a stone off your heart. Those bills you don't have to pay. I was Maviach your money. So Mamela, good, I have to pay my blooders, but we have to deduct a little bit. Tak, I have to pay my blooders, but you were Maviach through me. So Mamela, that's Rabbi Yisi. Benazah Yoimanaki Mezainis. So Rashi says, Apsanisha Mekasha Leilet, you have to give her more Mezainis. Now I made it 1, 2, 3, there's no Mekasha Leilet, nothing. You know, the grocery bill is less. So Mamela, we deduct this from the Dmei Vlodis. Mando Manaki Chaye, Koshke Naki Mezainis. You deduct this, you deduct this also. He gives a whole thing, he gives them a whole bill, how much you are maviach through me. You don't pay doctor bills, you don't have to pay mezainis. He'll whittle down the mevlodis, he'll end up paying very little. Man da oma naki mezainis, ava naki chayeloi. The one that holds naki mezainis, oma lei, it's a didik pekichi vlei mi boi chay. I never had a half a minute to get a doctor. My wife is capable of giving birth herself. We don't need doctors. I'm a male. Don't tell me you saved me a doctor bill. I never had intentions of hiring a doctor. But Naki Mezainis, you do deduct. Naki Chai with my blood is command. Naki Mashabal also litem Bishraim Yaledes. So this is a deduction. This we deduct from the my blood. The nezek isha, that when he was mazik the isha, she nizoike, she was genizik, the mitzvah eres asha, yoisa mishiyash lochaya, arim misham leisha nezek mitzah, batzicha, was mazik the isha, was mitzah the isha, nimsa akil bechlau, who made that he pays, who made vlodish, and noisa lebal, nakin scha chaya. Nakim mizoinis, she utsoch loisa, while mizoinis ishta be make kishuya, when she's mekasha leilet, that means the potential choice that would have been now that through my sahezik you avoided these choice. So this is a credit on my bill to you. Zog the Gemara weiter. Rav Pope v'Avune bereid Rav Yeshua. Now we started off a sugya. There was a maise that someone was cut sakisbe, which is a deco, and the Reish Galusa told him he had to pay, there were three to call him in a row, he has to pay, which were worth 100 zuz, he has to pay a third. That was the Reish Galusa's psak, and the Nitva did not like the psak, he came to Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, Shomim b'shishim, he paid b'shishim. So now, most of this. Rav Papa v'Avruna b'Reid Yeshua Oved Uvde Kevosi the Rav Nachman b'Shishim. They pask in a similar case Shishim. Lishna Achine Rav Papa v'Avruna b'Reid Yeshua Shomu Dikle Agav Ktine Da'arim. So the Dvar Yaakov wants to say that he didn't do like Rav Nachman. They made a shuma agav ktina dara. That means they were shum the karka, how much the karka underneath his deckel was worth with the deckel, without the deckel, but it wasn't a shuma of shishim. That's a push at the deck. And the Mephoshim say this is the Pascha, like the first Lashon. That's like a Nach. Dikla Parso, Rashi says, Choshev hu mi'oid v'nishem b'fnei atzmai. By a Dikla Parso, this is either it's a knas or this is a different cheshbon. This you're not shom b'fnei atzmai. This you are shom b'fnei atzmai, the way the Reish Galusa said. Now we're going to have an interesting story. Amaisa. Eliezer Zeira. Now, my son, Sipse Chaim, he says a stickle running commentary on this Gemara, so I'll say over. But he says, Eliezer Zeira. He was called Eliezer Zeira. Why was he called Eliezer Zeira? It was a Merdik Onov. Just like Shmuel HaKotten was titled by Chazal. Shmuel HaKotten, because by his Ptira they said, Hai Onov, Hai Chosid, he was a Merdik Onov. That was the title. He was an Onov. Eliezer Zeira was also an Onov. That's why he had this name, Eliezer Zeira. We see a very interesting line. Eliezer Zeira, Habesayim Mesani Uchmi. He wore black shoes. We see in Toisves, Toisves says everyone wore black shoes, but he wore black shoes with black shoelaces. No one wore black shoes with black shoelaces. They wore black shoes with white shoelaces. He wore black shoes with black shoelaces. And this was very boilet. Such a black world. He's wearing black shoelaces. It was black from head to toe. And it seems that was not the normal levush bizman chazal. He wore white shoelaces. There's a silver lining. Not everything is black. He wore white shoelaces. He wore black shoelaces. V'koi b'shuket d'neldo. He was standing in the street with black shoelaces. Ashkechu d'vayreish kelusa. So he was approached. You think it's a hefkevelt. You can go in the middle of the street and then you get dressed up. It says, oh, it's very boilet what you're doing. V'omalai maishna hani mesani. How come you're wearing the black shoelaces? Omalahuda kama vilna Yerushalayim. I'm being misabul on Yerushalayim. So my mele, misabul on Yerushalayim, so. Now they bring from the Goyim doesn't say this, but the Gemara, he says something tiefer, but, when he tells so a Gemara in Sukkah, the Gemara says, mayofu po mayich bana olim, that how beautiful the steps were of Klal Yisrael, when they used to be Oyla Regal, Bana Olim, they put on their shoes and they were Oyla Regal. It was such a beautiful sight. We don't have this anymore. So they wore black shoes with black shoelaces to show what we're missing. We don't have this to remember this, to be misabel on this. Omrulay, hear a conversation. At cheshivis lisabule a Yerushalayim, you're choshev to be misabel on Yerushalayim. Sova you are rohava. They thought he was a balgaiva. So now let's explain this. So the Sifse Chaim says amar de kipshat. He says as follows. He says, this is something that no one did. This was a psh. He's doing it barab mos. He's staying in the middle of Times Square in the shuket and ador in here. Black shoes, he's misabel on Yerushalayim. So the Sifse Chaim says as follows. What shat misabel on Yerushalayim? He says, misabel on Yerushalayim, there was two in Yonim. There was one misabel that a person could have accomplished when there was a Beis HaMikdosh, the Kiruv, the Aliyah. He brings God, Pashas Tetzavetz, Kedai to say over. He said, he brings a Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar says when the Kohen Gadol wore the tzitz, Kodesh LaShem, he says, when a Yid looked at the tzitz, Kodesh LaShem, and he looked at himself, he was ganz in zerbrochen. That's how a Yid is to be Kodesh LaShem, and who am I? What am I? was mamish a leiv nishbo. And this leiv nishbo, so the tzitz was mechap on him already. Oh, that's how yid should be. Don't feel like I'm perfect, I'm not. Fakert, so the Beis HaMikdash, there was gewaldike aliyas in the Beis HaMikdash. So, chat is like this. If you're doing everything that you could do to be mekar of yourself to the Rabbi Nishalayla, you're missing the tzitz. Oh, this is misavol on Yerushalayim. Good. I hear what's missing by you. But if all the other things, you're also not doing what you could do. So this is the tzitz you're missing. Yerushalayim you're missing. Galus Hashchina you're missing. This darge of Avelus and Yerushalayim, what you're showing is, that means I'm missing this. How can I exist without this? That is only if till the Beis HaMikdash you're doing everything you could do. You're such a person. You're a Balgaive. You're a Balgaive if you say this. Like you're a Muslim and never, I'm missing the tzitz, I'm missing Yerushalayim. Osyu v'chavshua. So they thought he was a Balgaive and they put him in prison. How am I say? A Balgaive does not belong in the streets of Neldor. You know why? This person is a mushchis. You can't let him mingle between people. He's a mushchis, a Balgaive. The Yavis Hashem kol gvalei. It's a catchy thing. He's a Balgaive. And he's saying, I'm a tzaddik, I'm a dosel. To make pretty soon more tzaddikim will be it's a shrek. We can't let him. He belongs behind bars. So they put him behind bars. They put him chavshu. They put him behind bars. Amar lehu. So he told them, gavre rabba. No, I'm a gavre rabbe. Yeah, I'm only missing the tzitz. That's right. I'm a gavre rabbe. Frek the sif sechai. Actually, before we just said. Well, he has a zira. He was the honor. He was, and now he says he's a gavre rabbe. How does this stem? So he says, an honor does not mean he doesn't know who he is. An honor knows what his madreig is and he knows what his responsibilities are. That's an honor. He says, I'm a gavre rabbe and that's what I'm missing and I'm responsible for, I have to be misabel on this. Faker, I know what I'm missing. I'm missing the tzitz, I'm missing Yerushalayim, that's my obligation. Don't start being misabel on the tzitz. There's a lot for you to do before Yerushalayim. Don't start jumping to Yerushalayim. But I'm a gavra rabba, I'm a Muslim. I'm a mele, that's my obligation, that's my avelis. So mele, why are you putting me in prison? Says, how do we know? So the Sifsei Chaim says he was married because a married on him. No one knew he was a Gavra Rabbe. He was a Adam Nisteris, a Tznei Aleches. No one knew he was a Gavra Rabbe. So maybe everyone thought he's a Poshut person. Now he's wearing black shoes. So maybe all of a sudden he's doing something modern. So they thought he's a Balgaive, a Poshut person. All of a sudden he's being Misabel in Yerushalayim. So they say, how do we know you're a Gavra Rabbe? How do we know that you're a Gavra Rabbe? Amalohus, he says, you want to find out? Oy atun boy minoy milse, oy anoy boy minaycha milse. Ask a shayla naloche. Amaridi kezach. What's the proof he's a gavra rabbi? He knows halochis. Rosanish brings a guy from a different gemara. That's a gavra rabbi. He's a boki in aloche. That's a guy, he's a gavra rabbi. So either you ask me or I'll ask you. You ask. Let's say they wanted to find out. Some of he's not a gavra rabbe, so it shouldn't be too bad. Amalohu hayman de kotz kufre may meshalem. If a person cuts down kufre, now kufre Rashi says, "Zan yuchmi min gavelim kufre betmorim keboiso banovim." It's like boiso. Hayman de kotz kufre may meshalem. Amrulei. Mishalom to make kufre, he pays how much kufre is worth, which is very little. The kufre at that stage was not worth too much. So yes, them vahavatamri, but this has a potential. It could be tam tmorim. אמרו לי, יראית, משלם דמי תמרי, יפה תמורים. אמר לו הוא, ולי תמרי שוקל בני, but he didn't take away תמורים, he took away גופרי. אמרו לי, אימא לא נעת, you tell us, יראית, we don't know כלום. אמר לו הוא בשישים, so he told them, the שום is בשישים, this is very much like, so Rashi says, let's see what Rashi says, דמי גופרי אימא כלום למוחה עכשיו, so he doesn't pay anything. ואבי תמרי לך הזמן, בשישים עם קרקע, ישעת סוף, בשישים עם קרקע כמה, והכל בכלל, everything goes into the חשבן, שהכל קרקע בפרסאו, נויסן עינב קצס בשווח שלך הזמן, so כמה הוי ישובב, everything when you חשבן with the קרקע now, so with the קרקע we חשבן כמה הוי ישובב, we take the with the potential, כמה הוי ישובב, so everything is covered. אגבוך, this is very much like Toisvis, that the Novum Oimlis Lebotzer is with the Cheshbon of Shishim. We mentioned Rashi is Choylik, it's very schwer to this Gemara. Okay. Omru Lei, then I finish with him. Man Omru Kavosach, who says you're right? Omru Lehu, Oshmul Chaye Beizdin Ekaim, Shodur Kami De Shmul. Shmul is alive, Shmul is a Pesach Adair, Eh Shmul, what the din is by Kofre? Amalahu Shape Kamalahu Bishishim Bishavkuhu. They let him out of prison. That's the end of the story. Now let us see Taiswiz. Avisayim Misani Uchmi. Mashmesh Lehoya Rigilim Biminalayim Shchirim. It seems they wore white shoes. They didn't wear black shoes. That's the Pashmoitz. Vachay Mashme Beseda Taini Yisailu. Tekoma Adahochi Osahu Gavre. Misayim Misani Uchmi. לירום יחותי, כדי שלהכיר בו אישו יהודי. There's a Gemara, Masechtas Tainis, that someone once met Eliyahu Hanavi, and he asked him, and he was in a shuk, and he asked him, who in this shuk is a Ben Olam Haba? And Eliyahu Hanavi looks around, no one. And all of a sudden, this person comes, he says, oh, he's a Ben Olam Haba. Now he looked at him, this person wasn't wearing black shoes, no, he was wearing black shoes, and he wasn't wearing tzitzis. It seems that, so fine, he's a Ben Olam Haba. So later, he approached him and he asked him, maybe tell me what you do. He's a Ben Olam Haba, he never says, what do you do? So he told him he was a warden in the prison, and he did a whole bunch of things. So then, he told him, well, why do you wear black shoes and why are you wearing tzitzis? So he says, because I don't want that the goyim should know I'm a yid. So I mingle with the goyim, and whenever they make a gzeire against the yid, and I go to the chachamim and tell them to be mispalel to be mavatal the gzeire. That's the gemara. Al kaponim, the gemara is, it seems over there, that wearing black shoes and not wearing tzitzis is a simon that you're a goy. So why says yidin did not wear black shoes? The time to be pere kama de beyet nan, hein mishalchen min aloven biyontif, bibnei she tzorich beitzas hagir, la shchiroi. You're not allowed to send in yontif a white shoe, because it's not usable in yontif. Who's going to wear a white shoe? You have to dye it, and then you're not to dye it in yontif. So it's a tzor, shalei letzorech, it's shalei letzorech yontif, it's not allowed to send it. Mashmesh, lehoye noilem ala shochel. So for the Gemara in Bay, it seems, they only wore black shoes. And that's why you can't send a white shoe. And for our Gemara, it seems, they didn't wear black shoes. And the Gemara in Tainis, why says, Yidin didn't wear black shoes. Vayimar Rabbeinu Tam, damanol vavei hoye shochel. The shoe was icha black. That they wore black shoes. Aval ritzuis hayu levonis. But they used to wear white shoelaces. Umesani uchmi dahoch and our gemara that said they wore black shoes. The meseches tainis aino amanel varitzuis akela yeshoch. He was completely black. That was the chiddush of Eliezer Ziri. Behind the Marine, the Perg Ben Soirer, Bishas Hashmad, אפילו לשני ארכס את המסעני עושה, שרצויס היו משונס משל גויים. That means Yidin wore white shoelaces, and that was different than a goy. A goy didn't wear white shoelaces. So Memel of Shas HaShma, that they want to take away the Yiddish Levush, so they that's called a Shmat. So Memel, Yimuchivti B'meisa Nefesh. Vaveles Eliezer Hoya Kazem, Shoyalovush Shchoyrim, ומסקסו שחוירים, ויורויצה שאפילו הרצויס יהיה שחוירים. He wanted even the רצוי שבי שחוירים, שלא יהיה all of כלל צד לבנוניס, he should see what חובן הבייס is, what חובן ירושלים is. There's no צד לבנוניס במי חיבוסו של ירושלים. So that was למייסה, the אביילס of אליעזר זירי. Let's just see a little further. We had in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Oima, Ochlo Peres Gmurim, Shalemes, Mishalem Peres Gmurim. My time, what's the time of Rav Shimon? Hod Omer Rachmone, Ubiyer Bistei Acher. Then says the Biyer Bistei Acher, Melamed, Sheshomen Al Gav Sode, Ani Mili, Midi, De Tzorich Sode, Tzorich Le Sode. That means this thing, this shume of agav soda is, if lemaise, it's still growing from the soda, so then the shume is agav soda. Aber hani, kiven the loitzrichi le soda, but if it's peres gmurim, so it does not need the soda, beinayu boi shlumi. This is the svara of Rav Shimon.